Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to another episode of the Inspired Table podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the impending Scorpio full moon. Scorpio full moon is going to take place on Sunday the 19th of May at 7:11 a.m. in Sydney. How good a time is that? 7:11. On Saturday 18th of May at 10:11 p.m. in London and 5:11 p.m. in New York. So there's a lot of fear that comes when the moon is in Scorpio, but I am here to tell you that there is nothing to fear. It's actually a super transformative time, but there is a few things that you need to be able to do. The key is to allow the transformations to take place rather than resist them. Let me explain. There is about to be a big reveal this weekend. Mm-hmm. The energy of Scorpio is about to reveal you under the moonlight. Now, you can allow this to happen. You can do this with conscious intent. And if you don't, Scorpio will forcefully remove any masks that you are wearing. But when you're oozing authenticity, there's no fear in this reveal. When you're being yourself, when you're standing in your truth, you're not wearing a mask. So when you're exposed under the moonlight, there's nothing to fear. And these moments are going to come in life, yeah? There's going to be these moments where the light is shone on you and you are exposed and you are vulnerable and you're standing there naked. And just like a criminal running from the law, if you're not being in your truth, then eventually you're going to get caught. This moon allows you to dive deep into the shadows and remove all the things that are blocking you from standing in the truth of who you really are. The things that are holding you back, the things that are keeping you stuck, that are keeping you small, yeah? And by doing that, it gives you this wonderful ability to shed your masks, to shed your layers, and to fully emerge. The mantra for Scorpio is I transform. And I love Scorpio energy when it's paired with a full moon because it lives by the cycle of death and rebirth. And if you listen to this podcast and you know me at all, you know I am obsessed with universal cycles. And this Scorpio cycle is a beautiful one because we see it happening every second of the day or throughout nature, this cycle of death and rebirth. So what can you let go of and release? What can you put to bed? What can you put to death so that new opportunities, ideas, relationships, experiences can fully birth? All I'm saying is stale lovers better watch out. Toxic jobs better call HR and old paradigms best get prepared to be shifted because there is some collective transformation happening under this full moon and it's going to happen whether you're ready for it or not. Scorpio is a metamorphosis. It craves profound change. It lives with emotional intensity and has the ability to draw it out of others. Watch this. Watch this weekend in particular. Passion is beautiful. Transformation is alluring and intensity can be intoxicating. But watch that from the shadows doesn't emerge vibrations of jealousy, compulsiveness, control, destruction, especially when it comes to your relationship with others. You see, when the moon is full, it's opposite the sign the sun is in, which is currently in Taurus. And both Taurus and Scorpio are fixed signs, which means they crave security, especially when it comes to relationships. And I mean romantic, I mean business, I mean platonic, all relating. So if you feel intensity brewing in your relationships this week, ask yourself if the shakeup is here to clear out the excess so that something can birth, or whether it's time for it to experience a death. Resisting, holding on, and refusing to release attachment is just fear and ego, and it will only prolong the inevitable. I feel so harsh, but honestly, I say this from experience. The more you hold on, the more you resist the things that are trying to die off, that have had their life and need to be put to bed, it's not going to keep them there. All it's going to do is prolong the death. Yeah, you're just prolonging the experience. The best thing you can do is release it, let go, and know that you're being fully supported for the next stage of that cycle to occur. And the next stage of that cycle is a rebirth. So a good summary of the Scorpio full moon. We are being offered an opportunity to face our fears so that we may transcend them. And from this transcendence, step into an empowered, authentic version of us. Ask yourself, are you willing to surrender, even if that means spending some time in the shadows? Now, I realize I've made this all sound very scary, but it's really not. You are, at your very essence, light. Yeah? You have a guiding, intuitive, all-knowing light that resides inside of you at all times. So in order for you to upgrade and transform, you need to spend a tiny portion, it's just a tiny portion in the scheme of things, of your life in the darkness, in the shadows. You are always going to have that light to guide you back out again. And I think a lot of people are scared to walk into the darkness, to spend some time in the shadows, because they fear what's there when they get there. And then also they're not going to get back out again. But that's just not true. You can't cast a shadow without a light, okay? They go hand in hand, and this is where the work is. So, some hot tips for navigating this moon, because it's going to happen whether you want it to or not. If you see the darkness emerge in others, and that intensity is flung at you, don't fight back with more darkness. Share your light instead. The thing to remember, and I think we forget this, is that we're not the only one experiencing this moon. Everyone is experiencing the same full moon. So you're going to see the darkness, the shadow, the intensity in all the people around you. So if you feel intensity brewing inside of you, take the initiative to go and spend some time by yourself, so that you can reflect, yeah? Rather than putting yourself in a pressure cooker of a room full of lots of different people who are all feeling the Scorpio full moon, who are all experiencing intensity. It's not a great idea. Go and spend some time on your own. In saying that, also remember that don't add fuel to the fire. So, alcohol, sugar, caffeine, it's all going to add to that intensity. So if you can, nourish yourself this weekend. And lastly, make sure you're doing the work to release and let go, because that's where the power of this moon and the power of transformation lies. Last moon synopsis, I told you about the Lunar Nights Collective, my online course, and that I was retiring it. I'd reduced the price from $333 down to $66. Now, I had such an overwhelming response to that offer. I sold so many places in that course. I've actually decided to keep it up a little bit longer because people are finding so much gold in there and they're finding it really helpful. So, if you don't know what to do around a full moon, I highly recommend going and purchasing that course and doing the full moon module this weekend. There's also an amazing podcast with Justine Peacock where we talk about forgiveness, which is also so important around a full moon. And then you've got all the other modules in that course that are going to take you through all of the other 8 moon phases. So once the full moon is complete, you can move on to the, what's next? The waning gibbous phase, and then the third quarter, and then the waning crescent, and then we're going to be at the Gemini new moon. And I'm so excited about the Gemini new moon. One, because I'm a Gemini and it's 3 days before my birthday. Secondly, because I'm going to be running another Lunar Nights online moon circle. So if you're keen to join me for a moon circle, if you've never done one before, or perhaps you have and you're keen to join me again, I've put the link to that in the show notes of this episode so you can join me. There's limited spots in that online moon circle. So if you're keen to join, you want to set some intentions, you want to learn about manifestation, and you want to really harness the next major lunar phase, which will be the Gemini new moon, then please join me for that. Please don't freak out about this Scorpio full moon. Remember, release, let go, don't resist change, put to death the things that are no longer serving you, and from there, an amazing transformation can take place. Until next time, I'm Jordana Levine.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.